Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5:20. The term prove carries with it the responsibility to test the worth or quality of, specifically to compare against a standard. Webster's. In order to prove the quality of something, there must of necessity be a standard by which the matter is tested. To some, the standard is the conscience or the feelings associated with a specific event or subject. When such is utilized as a standard, then conclusions are as varied as the individuals who make them. In order to truly prove a matter and arrive at an answer acceptable to all, one must establish the standard by which things are to be judged. Two questions must be answered in order to arrive at a proper conclusion concerning what is being discussed. One, what subject is under consideration? And two, where can the standard be found that has answers relative to the particular subject being discussed? As the Apostle Paul is dealing with spiritual responsibility of the saints in Thessalonica, it is evident that he deals with proving what is good relative to one's relationship with God. This instruction to prove was one Paul encouraged, saying, "Be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God," Romans 12:2. Therefore, whatever it is that man is to prove, it is evident that it must come from God, the standard. That this standard has been given is attested to, as Paul says, every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Therefore, the scriptures are the standard man is to look to when considering and proving what is acceptable to God. With this in mind, let us consider some things needing to be proved. One such consideration is whether or not Jesus is the Christ. Our society does not find a stumbling block in accepting Jesus as the Christ. From a child, many are taught that Jesus holds such honor. Christmas, Easter, they all proclaim such to be the case. If a man or woman believes such on the basis of the society's influence, then it is not of faith, for faith comes of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. How would you teach someone that Jesus is the Christ if you arrived at your conclusion based upon what you've always been taught? The Apostle Paul is once again leaving us an example as to how one should go about proving Jesus is the Christ. It is said of him, "And Paul, as his custom was, went in unto them, and for three Sabbath days reasoned with them from the Scriptures, opening and alleging that it behooved the Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom he said, I proclaim unto you, is the Christ," Acts 17, 2-3. When Paul took this message to the people of Berea, it is said of them, "They received the word with all readiness of mind, examining the Scriptures daily, whether these things were so," Acts 17:11. It was not just Paul's affirmation that such was the case, but rather that his teaching was in agreement with the recognized standard. They, the people of Berea, therefore believed, verse 12. The rise and fall, the truth or error, concerning man's salvation is not to be lightly treated nor lightly accepted. Evidence has been amply provided that man might know the certainty concerning the things wherein they have been instructed relative to all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Additional matters that need to be proved. 1. What must I do to be saved? Acts 16:30. 2. What is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? 3. Try your own selves, whether ye are in the faith. Prove your own selves that Jesus Christ is in you, 2 Corinthians 13:5. 4. Let each man prove his own work, and then shall he have his glory in regard of himself alone and not of his neighbor, Galatians 6:4. Christianity is not a commitment that fosters idleness, but one that calls upon the individual to examine the Scriptures daily whether these things were so, that we too might receive the Word with all readiness of mind. Acts 17:11.